Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. It is The Fan After Dark on a Tuesday. Short week for your Dallas Cowboys. We're excited about the big game on Thursday night. Suddenly, playoff talk is in the air, ladies and gentlemen. You can also text into the program the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. We're going to get back into a little bit of this. Can you live off of $60 million? Cam Newton and Shannon Sharp give their 2 cents on as two guys who made their own decent little lick in the National Football League, responding to what OBJ had to say. Also, too, we're going to have our boy Ben Troop. We're going to talk to him at 9 o'clock about these newest college football rankings. We'll get his thoughts on whether or not Texas should be in the playoff as well. We'll also get his thoughts on John Summerall as the new head coach at the University of Florida. And then, of course, we will do a special extra credit tonight at 9:40 because we have no Thursday night show, as we just alluded to. And, of course, we normally do extra credit on Thursday, so we'll do an extra Tuesday edition of the extra credit. And then, of course, Fatty's on the phone at 10:20, so looking forward to that. All right, you just heard from OBJ in the last segment talking about, hey, when you got $60 million, and then, of course, apparently he's spending $4 million a year on just miscellaneous items, apparently, cars, houses, and everything else. So now let's hear from Shannon Sharp, his weekly or his nightly, nightcap that he does. This is him. This is Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco in response to Odell Beckham Jr. And again, these are two guys that made a little loot in their day.
If you get $60 million liquid and that can't last you a lifetime, you got a problem. Do you really need 10 houses? Do you really need 15 cars?
No.
Do you need to buy everybody in your house, everybody in your family, a mansion that costs $1 million, $2 million?
Mm-mm.
Because here's the thing.
Yes.
Something called, first of all, if you buy somebody in your house, your family a house that costs $1 million to $2 million,
yeah.
First of all, they can't afford the upkeep on it.
Mm.
Because if they could, they'd have it already. See, it ain't the payment, it's the upkeep.
Right.
When ish go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Bro say he's spending $4 million a year? If you spending $4 million a year and it ain't a business related, you out your damn mind. Ain't no way in hell I'm spending $4 million a year. Okay, you buy mom a house.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to buy mom a house, I'm damn near going to probably get her a house that I can go ahead and pay off. So I'm going to spend $500,000 for mom because I got to get her something that she can clean for herself because I can't play for a cleaning service because, see, that's another expense, Ocho. If you get a big ass house, somebody cut the grass. I need somebody to come with a pushing lawnmower and cut the grass.
That's another expense
on me, Ocho. Yeah. Flying private.
Now you see why I fly Spirit the past 20 years.
Ocho, but I don't fly everywhere private.
Right.
I don't go overseas private. You're talking about anywhere from between 10 and 20,000 an hour. You flying back cross, so that might be a $400,000 trip. Just like that.
Oof. Well, I tell you what, when you hear, see, that's what the one thing I do love, and I've been very vocal, sometimes player podcasts I do get a little annoyed with because I feel like they don't ask the hard questions and it just gets into storytelling mode, which, okay, that's fine. But I do enjoy when you get peeks behind the curtain like that, all right? Because you're getting breakdowns from a Shannon Sharpe and an Ocho Cinco that, you know, I mean, look, I mean, I've never bought my mom a house. And so I can't, right? But Shannon Sharpe can tell you what it's
saying,
like.
I can't relate to you.
What, you've bought your mom a house?
Two.
Yeah, sure. So you got Shannon Sharpe talking about, you know, and then I thought it was hilarious talking about, okay, you spend a half mil because got to be able to clean it. Then you talk about landscaping. I mean, that's the one thing that you think about when, whether you buy a nice car, buy a nice house, something like that. It's like the upkeep and the maintenance that goes into
it. How much would you spend if you bought me and Kevin a house?
I mean, if money was no object?
Money's no object. You're in the NBA somehow. The world, let's do something more realistic. You're in the World Wrestling League.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm making millions and I'm buying you two a house.
Why not? We were your producer and co-host.
Yeah, over my family first.
Yep.
I'm going to buy you two a house before I buy my kids anything.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Your kids already...
Taken care of. Yeah, they're already good. I mean, I, you know, 300. I'll buy you a house for 300 G's.
Okay. Each?
Yeah, 200 to 300. I would appreciate the offer, Frank, but
I would let you keep it.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
You would say no? Why, Kevin?
Or would you just say, go ahead, whatever you were going to spend on him, go ahead and add it to your
Go ahead and add it to mine. I'll take 600,000
for Let's sure.
I was splitting it with both of us.
Yeah, so 200, 300 grand.
I will. If I really need help, I'll let him know.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Kevin said, I'll take the help. I'll take the money. Give me 600 G's.
In the words of TLC, I ain't too proud to beg.
I'm not. I will say, these headphones, when you have both of them in, you feel like you're on the radio for real.
Yeah.
Gives that real
this right wouldn't even work, so I'm just kind of freestyling over here.
Feels like I'm on AM radio.
That's right. All right, so that was Shannon Sharpe and Ocho Cinco, and Ocho is notoriously frugal as far as how he goes about spending his money.
You have to be. You don't make money spending it, man.
So that's their two breakdown. Now listen to Cam Newton explain giving money to family.
Is this a gift? Or is this a loan? See, a gift is, hey, man, I'm giving you $400,000. I don't expect it back. A loan is, I'm giving you this $400,000 and I'm expecting this back. So if I give you $400,000, you go to Chase, you go to Bank of America, you go to Wells Fargo, you go to BB&T, you go to Waco, you go to whatever banking industry that you want to go to, JP Morgan, and it's all contingent on your credit. Credit to me as a family member is going to be impacted. So we gonna stop all that. Cause the last time you came to me asking for some money, that contract tells me or shows me that, hey bro, you got an outstanding balance of $2,000 that you ain't paid for, big bro, sweetheart.
What you gonna do?
Excuse me, sweetheart.
Excuse me.
I needs me. Expeditious. Rapido.
So auntie, uncle, brother, sister, grandma, granddad, and here's the kicker. Mama, daddy. You're going to have to figure this one out on your own. And I can probably count in my 36 years of living, on one hand, how many people took it upon themselves to try to repay me back. One example in particular is my first cousin. Hey, is this a gift or is this a loan? He said, it's a loan. I said, cool. He said, I give you the money. I wire you it. I give you it cash. It don't matter. But give it back to me on these particular days. These are the terms. He gave it back to me in a whole lump sum. My response to him was, the fact that you went about giving it back to me, bro, that's your money. Now a loan turned into a gift. You're welcome.
That's a good story.
Is this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I appreciate that.
All right, I just looked up houses in LA, penthouse.
Yeah.
How much do you think this 1,600 square foot, two bed, two bath, overlooking Roscommari in Los Angeles is for? I'm guessing this is to buy it. I'm guessing this is to buy it. What do you have?
How many square foot?
1,647.
Oh, so that's, I mean, that's not even that big of a house.
Two bed, two bath.
In Cali, I bet you 1.5 mil.
$999,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That's crazy. I mean, the real estate market in just general is okay. Gone.
What do you think
nuts.
This penthouse on Hope Street in Los Angeles, California looks like? It's overlooking downtown, next to the Grammy Museum, South Park, Dignity Health California Hospital. This is two bed, three baths, 1,920 square feet.
I'm going to say 3.5 mil.
2.1 mil.
Okay.
So is this a month or?
No, that's the price to buy it.
Just go ahead and buy it?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Someone's really bald.
No, that's the price to buy it.
That's actually not that bad, no? But I mean, you're not getting that much square foot.
I mean, if you want to spend $2.5 million for a 2,000 square foot. Okay. See what the exact same style, size apartment would be here in Dallas.
Okay, so that was.
That was a penthouse suite for $2 million after taxes. I'm guessing it's gonna be pushing 2.5, 3 mil when it's all said and done out the door.
Okay, so we'll see luxury high rises in Dallas, Texas. I was on Zillow, penthouse level Dallas, Texas.
I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, if we got any real estate people out there, and I'm sure we got a couple out there. I want to say Zillow inflates the price.
Okay, this is two bed, three bath, 1,600 square feet.
A few hundred, a couple hundred feet less.
This is on Victory Avenue.
Okay.
220. This is also not. There's six nines. 999999. So right under a million.
Right under a million.
$1 under a million.
Okay. So you get a couple hundred, and it's a penthouse suite.
Yep. Okay. Now we got 3,000 square feet
here in Dallas.
In Dallas Arts Plaza. I think I know this area right here. It says it got a price cut.
Uh-oh.
What you think it is? This is 3,000 square feet. Over 3,000 square feet. Two bed, three baths.
Penthouse.
Condominium penthouse built in 2005.
So it's only 20 years old. I'm going to say it's right at 2 mil.
Try 2.1 mil.
Okay.
It's got a wet bar, Balathup kitchen.
I mean, it better have a wet bar. That's the least of
Florida
what you
ceiling
got.
Windows, panoramic views, dedicated study, and natural light.
Got to love it. I'll tell you what, it's probably got the kind of views we had at the old station.
Mm.
The old studio.
Mm.
Something to think about.
It does have a bathroom, too.
I mean, as long as it doesn't have an outhouse, I think we're doing okay.
Two full bathrooms.
So three bed, two bath, wet bar, natural light.
Flooring is marble.
Ooh, marble floors?
Does not have a fireplace.
Oh, that's a shame.
No basement.
Really?
No basement.
High speed internet. It's a penthouse. I mean, you're kind of at the very top of the building. So.
Features a breakfast bar. What does that even mean?
Well, you got a little dedicated breakfast area for you to eat.
What does that mean? It's just your kitchen.
Well, no, I mean, it's got a little section probably adjacent to the kitchen. That's like a little area where, like a little nook type area. I'm guessing there's a picture that probably shows it.
The picture is outside.
Of the breakfast bar?
Of the entire apartment.
No, nothing inside?
Nothing inside. You just got to trust them.
Mm.
Just give us 2.1 mil.
Well, I'm sure they'll go ahead and let you take a look at it.
Do they? Can you just go look at penthouses for 3 mil without like the intent to buy? Or do you got to like show some paper?
I think if you 877-881-1053.
Am I looking at this price right? In Dallas.
That's 9 mil, baby. That's a $9 million
wow. 9 million here in Dallas. I didn't even know they sold apartments for that much.
That's probably where your Raising Cane's guy lives.
It's got a slide in there.
No, at the very least.
It's got a staircase on the outside. Do you own the building? Because it's showing the lobby.
Well, that's probably just the lobby you're living in.
That's like Odyssey?
877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. All right, 2 hours in the books, ladies and gentlemen. Fair to make that kind of money, foul if you can't live off $60 million for the rest of your life. All right, coming up next, we got a loaded 9 o'clock hour as well. We got some college football to get into. We've got extra credit at 940. But when we come back, friend of the program and the hardest working man in all of sports media, and I do mean that, Ben Troop joins us next to talk college football as well as the college football rankings, whether Texas should be in the playoff, and the newest Florida Gator head coach. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.